Huskies to Hell with Good Intentions is by far the most appropriate introduction to Cassettes and Chocolate Milk's 31st podcast. Today we're back in the UK with a British pop podcast of sorts with The Lars, Frankie and the Heartstrings and The Vaccines. Now for a group who could have been The Vaccines, this is LR Rockets. The group have recently released a collection of singles, B-sides and unreleased material spanning over a three-year period on a record called Dancing Diamond. It was released on Little Teddy Recordings only in Germany for some odd reason, but there you go. This is the self-deprecating 2009 demo of Renee Loves Losers.
Seems
It's Carlos Barot's self-penned contemporary ballad, Je Regrette, Je Regrette. The song is very much a highlight of Carl's first solo album, released in the latter half of 2010. Reviews of the album were patchy at best. Some listeners described it as being emotionally insincere, while others were disappointed that it didn't sound more like the Libertines. But for me, it's all worthwhile in that gusty line, "Oh, those angry birds." And I assume that Carl is referring to a woman, as in that expression, "That bird is a bit of a dish." On that note, we head to another one of Damon Albarn's solo projects. In this instance, there was no official name for this project because the group's 2007 album was called The Good and the Bad and the Queen, and the name latched onto Albarn, Simon & Tong and crew. This is History Song, the first song from an album which centres upon a so-called mystery play about London town.
Shiver crawl.
From the only album the group ever made, that was The Lars with Liberty Ship. It's compelling to read of the events surrounding that recording, the eccentric behaviour and hyper-perfectionist tendencies of singer Lee Mavers. After firing producer after producer after producer, it was up to Steve Lillywhite to mix and master a version of the album, and he did so to rapturous acclaim, but Lee Mavers dismissed the recording outright, and he insisted that it was extremely different from the version that he had in his head. In 2008, Go Discs released a deluxe edition of the album with a bonus disc of mixes from another producer, Mike Hedges, and it apparently features versions of the songs which are purported to be the closest version of the recordings that Lee Mavers intended. But, you know, it's fascinating to consider and listen to these recordings and figure out whether perfection is something that we can really attain or even approach. Now, a few charmed moments from London singer-soloist Tim Tan Yen. This is Girl Number One from his debut album, Everything Beautiful Reminds Me of You.
Get off the lawn, I'm running out of power. They called me in the lobby, took me to the tower. Set me down, told me I was lucky. No one ever leaves, I should be blessed. Here's a suit, put it on, it was me all along that they wanted, I said they wanted. I'm so sorry, girl.
is lying down. So blow your nose, baby, and just get your fingers clicking to the rhythm and the rhyme. Otherwise you'll just be kicking around, and that's a crime. How can you talk that way on such a lovely day? When sunshine comes your way, it's time to make some hay. I fall for this season every time when it's hot and everybody smiles. I can't help myself, I'm in love with the summertime. Even when I get hay fever, I find I may sneeze, but I don't really mind, as long as I'm in love with the summertime. Oh, stop your belly aching, that's all right, baby, 'cause your daddy's car is waiting to take us to the sea. She feels like celebrating life, and so should we. How can you talk that way on such a lovely day? When sunshine comes your way, some hay. I fall for this season every time when it's hot and everybody smiles. I can't help myself, I'm in love with the summertime. Even when I get hay fever, I find I may sneeze, but I don't really mind, as long as I'm in love with the summertime.
Singer's Fear of the Pollen Count from The Divine Comedy there, with a song that featured on their 1993 album Liberation. Now to a group I had the pleasure of seeing a couple of months ago at Wichita's 10th birthday celebrations at the Relentless Garage in London Town. Frankie and the Heartstrings supported Los Campesinos, but for me, they were the highlight of the evening. And even without any of the audience knowing any of the lyrics to this song, we all managed to sing along just fine. This is Hunger from Frankie and the Heartstrings.
We're in a standard star. chant, stir up this variety.
My plane is underneath my feet, and I'm tired of your commercial meat.
And I can't follow ideology.
I'm proud of my identity, I wear my jacket of insanity.
And I ain't gonna fall into the gap.
The kind of life is just a baited trap.
Since when was fashion a necessity?
I don't see anything we really need. So why should I reinvent myself when the world that I see, it will not change for you and me?
I can't follow our democracy.
They don't practice, but I tell you they preach. They don't learn, but still they think they can teach.
And I think Mr. Blair is causing anarchy.
You can hear him singing God Save the Queen with the pistols like a sex machine.
I'm sick and tired of all the hates and lies
that seem to hang around the suit and ties.
I hate the underworld and all it breeds.
I don't see anything we really need.
When the world that I see, it will not change for you and me.
So why should I reinvent myself when you take more than you need in this world that's built on greed?
Reinvent Myself from the Holloways. The band recently announced their split and they'll be playing their final performances at the Relentless Garage in the latter part of May. That brings us to the end of this CNCM. Thanks again for listening, and I'll leave you with a song from Sony Darlings, The Vaccines. I was originally drawn to this song when it was first featured on the blog Punk Rock Is Neck Tot in November 2010. I was so captivated by the speed and the energy and the brevity of it that I couldn't help but play it over and over again. It was only when I researched the band a little further that I realised how popular they'd become in such a short space of time. Within a couple of weeks, The Vaccines went from being complete nobodies with no singles or releases to being nominated for an NME Award, to suddenly having tours and being recruited to support Arcade Fire at Hyde Park. It's all a bit sudden if you ask me, but anyway, here you go. This is the song that started it all. This is Reckon Bar, Ra Ra.